Greetings, I'm Fred Zaspel. Welcome to another author interview here at Books at a Glance. And again, we have Dr. Steve Wellum with us, working our way through his Systematic Theology, Volume 1. It's a book that I'm increasingly impressed with. I hope many of our listeners and readers will take advantage of it, read through it very carefully. But Steve has been walking us through piece by piece, chapter by chapter, and we'll last time, I think, with chapter 13, we took 3 weeks going through that. I think we'll probably do more than that now when we come to chapter 14, which is a distinctive that Steve is well known for, and that is this idea of progressive covenantalism. So we're in part three of your book, Biblical Theological Framework of Scripture. How can we interpret Scripture rightly in order to do theology responsibly? Chapter 13, you dealt with creation, fall, redemption, new creation, the big story of the Bible and how that's important to keep in mind as we work our way through to interpret. Now we come to chapter 14, Kingdom Through Covenant or Progressive Covenantalism. Now we're going to be talking quite a bit about the biblical covenants. So before we get to interpretive matters, Steve, why don't you highlight for us what those covenants are just briefly, just a brief flyover to make sure everyone knows what we're talking about and we're on the same page.
Sure, more than happy to do so. Yeah, I mean, you've set things up well, right? I mean, because chapter 13 and 14 really are complementary of one another, right? And the whole context here is trying to say, what does the whole Bible say? Because our theology must come from the entire canon, right? So we have to understand its whole teaching, its structures, its categories, its framework, and so on. So, you know, creation, fall, redemption, new creation is one way of seeing the big picture. And now kingdom through covenant is another way, right? So what we're arguing here, what I'm arguing here, and obviously it's building on the work that I did with Peter Gentry, is that the way that God's plan unfolds, so God has an eternal plan, it's unfolded in redemptive history. So he creates the world and history's linear. So it's moving towards an end and it unfolds through these covenant relationships. So the covenants aren't just there. I say they're not just window dressing to your house or so on. They're the backbone. And this was a term from Peter. They're a backbone to the Bible storyline. I'm not saying here they're the main theme of the Bible, right? It's just the way that God's plan unfolds. So they're the backbone of the storyline. So we can't understand Genesis to Revelation apart from thinking through how God's plan has progressed. And the notion of progression here is simply unfolding, right? The unfolding step by step, laying down God's plan. That's how he's given it to us through the covenants. And obviously in Scripture, we have a lot of covenants. But I'm thinking primarily of the main six covenants. So a covenant in creation with Adam, and that's called a number of things. Reformed theology generally has called a number of things, but covenant of works is the most common terminology. And I identify it as covenant creation for a variety of reasons. That's the most disputed covenant because many claim that there is no covenant here because there is no word for covenant and other reasons that they give, and we'll come back to some of those. And then, of course, we have then the Noahic covenant. We have Abrahamic, right? And so we're now walking through Genesis. Abraham leads to Israel. So they are the mighty nation that God has promised. Out of you will come this mighty nation. And Exodus 19:6 makes it very clear that Israel is that mighty nation. So the Mosaic covenant, Israel's covenant, law covenant, old covenant, of course, old covenant only makes sense in light of the new covenant. But I mean, all the different variety of names for that covenant, the Torah and so on. But the Torah is broader because it includes the entire Pentateuch and so on. And then the Davidic covenant. And then the New Covenant. Now, David Schrock, my former student and colleague at Christ Overall, I mean, he's done a lot on the Levitical Covenant. Of course, that would be a subset of the Mosaic Covenant or Israel's Covenant, and I don't deal with that as much. So, but I'm focusing on those main six, because that's how God's plan unfolds from Adam to Christ. through the covenants. And as you walk through the covenants, the progression of those covenants, you're basically walking through the Bible story. You're working from Genesis through the whole Pentateuch, where then you have the Mosaic covenant built on the Abrahamic, Noah, and Adam. And then the anticipation, even in the Pentateuch, I think, of the new covenant, where Moses is looking forward to God will circumcise your hearts and God will bring you back and God will restore. And of course, that's what the prophets will pick up. Even the Davidic covenant is anticipated in the Torah and the Pentateuch, the anticipation of the coming of the king. And then as you walk through history, the history of Israel, the establishment of David and his house, and then the putting all of that together in terms of the new covenant. So that's the six covenants that we're working through. And my conviction is that all of those covenants and all the promises of God, we are leading to the new covenant. And so that's why the new covenant is dominant. It's not as if it's not found in the old, but it's an anticipation and promise. These previous covenants ultimately unfold and anticipate and prophesy of and do a number of things as they lead us to Christ, who brings them.